Hello to all you people on the go and multitaskers everywhere. This is Homeschool Mom Movie Maven, and this review is on Lady Bird. The short version of this review is that it is a very familiar and funny story about the growing pains of a teenage girl having to face the prospect of adulthood and her family, which must endure that process with her. Who should go? Older teens and up for profanity, inappropriate compromising teenage sexual situations, and very stressful family dynamics. The long take. My older son pointed out to me that the Chinese symbol for war is two women under a single roof. He would know that because he grew up in a home with four sisters and a mother. One might keep that in mind when watching Lady Bird. And on a personal note, being a sister, a daughter, and the mother of four daughters myself, I can tell you the interactions and dialogue in Lady Bird are spot on. Lady Bird tells the story of a girl, played by Saoirse Ronan, in her last year of high school who doesn't know what she wants. All she does know is that she does not want to be associated with her modest, middle-class family or life in her hometown of Sacramento. She even rejects her providentially chosen given name, Christine, inexplicably preferring the appellation of Lady Bird. Her father, Larry, played by playwright Tracy Letts, is a kind and sensitive man and tries to help her, but is older, kind of beaten down by life, and honestly not much help to anyone. Her mother, Marion, played by Laurie Metcalf, well known from The Big Bang Theory as Sheldon's mother, and the voice of the mom in the Toy Story franchise, is very similar to her daughter. She and Lady Bird try, but it always ends up in acrimony. They cry at the same things, they spend time with each other, but their relationship is like a mosquito bite, which they cannot seem to keep from scratching at until it bleeds. For example, they go out shopping together for a prom dress for Lady Bird at a discount store. Lady Bird finds what she thinks is the perfect dress, but Marion can't help herself but says, "Don't you think it's too pink?" setting Lady Bird off. Additionally, Marion is constantly plagued by money worries, and she sometimes takes it out in rancorous comments to her daughter. For example, Lady Bird can't wait to come home and tell her parents all about her first kiss. But when she arrives all bubbly enthusiasm, Marion, while not quite going full-bore Joan Crawford from Mommy Dearest on her, mercilessly rags on her for not putting her clothes away properly. Conversely, Lady Bird herself is a big bag of dissatisfaction and teenage angst who longs for the material world to the point where she thoughtlessly hurts others by what she says. For example, Lady Bird tells her new, wealthy boyfriend, Danny, that she comes from the wrong side of the tracks. Danny artlessly elaborates on this when he first meets Lady Bird's parents, noting with some enthusiasm that he really did have to cross the railroad tracks to get to their house. The parents, while not Catholic, fear for Lady Bird's safety and have sacrificed significantly to send her to a Catholic school. The school is populated by beautifully and humanely portrayed nuns and priests who are at turns wise and endearingly funny. The staff of the school meets occasionally with Lady Bird to give her advice, and in a charming scene which reminded me of the old Hayley Mills Rosalind Russell movie The Trouble with Angels, the Mother Superior, played by Lois Smith, even confesses her amusement at some of Lady Bird's antics. Another time, when an older priest, lovingly portrayed by Stephen Henderson, had to take medical leave from his position as head of the theater department, another priest, played by Bob Stevenson, the school football coach, takes over. I won't spoil it here, but the resulting pep talk with the kids as he explains his plan of organizing for the direction of The Tempest is priceless. Unlike the movie Juno, which involved an illegitimate mother, or Pretty in Pink, which culminated at a long-anticipated school dance, or Rebel Without a Cause, which finds its watershed moment of truth in tragedy and death, there is no real catastrophic or milepost moment in Lady Bird. Instead, we watch as Lady Bird slowly matures through her senior year from self-absorbed, conflicted, angsty brat into an uneasy but promising adulthood. Not to give any major plot points away, but rest assured there is closure to the story and a complete arc. The significance is not so much in the finish line as the observation of Lady Bird's journey and the companions with whom the trip is taken, which is most interesting. The Catholic Church and the religious who occupy it are refreshingly shown in a very positive, supportive, kind, and wise light. Lady Bird is even at times gently framed in shots by crosses and pictures of Our Lady of Guadalupe, not overtly but in fortuitous natural background. Bishop Robert Barron, in his Word on Fire podcasts, often reviews movies. I find him extremely insightful. One of the comments he makes about Lady Bird is that he suspects even the saints might have had troubled or stressful youth and teenage years. And it is necessary, especially for strong-willed characters, to go through these difficult antagonistic stages before they can become the people that we know. In other words, even St. Peter, St. Augustine, Mother Teresa, and St. Pope John Paul II may have been pains in the butt as teenagers, as most people are. But God works with and through those weaknesses and foibles to mold them into the brilliantly spiritual people they would become, as he will do with us if we give him a chance. The writer-director, Greta Gerwig, may have been showing us what she perceives as the undeveloped beginnings of such an embryo saint, even if she herself was not aware of it. Lady Bird has garnered a number of awards, including Best Comedy for writer-director Greta Gerwig and Best Actress in a Comedy for Saoirse Ronan. Every allocated gets, it will earn. Cautionary note, again, there are a number of harsh profanities as well as scenes and subjects I would not have wanted to explain to my 15-year-old daughter. As a date movie, I wouldn't recommend it for your first. However, for the older crowd, familiar in retrospect with this stage of life, either personally or in raising a teenage daughter, there is great charm and insight in these obviously well-loved characters created by Ms. Gerwig. There is also much to be learned and appreciated in this textbook example of the Chinese symbol for war, ironically made into a love letter for the turbulent teen everyone must pass through to adulthood. And remember, if you're listening in your car or on your iPhone, you can get the full original review, including pictures and links, at www.homeschoolmommoviemaven, that's Maven spelled MAVIN.com. And take it from a homeschool mom, education doesn't always have to come from a book. Sometimes it can come from a really charming movie.